All right, Steve. So we know all of those folks who flock to Phoenix for the warm winter weather, the golf, the sunshine have been in for a little bit of a shock this year, right? Oof. Oh, yeah, right? I know. So over the weekend, we've seen cooler temps during the day, near freezing nights. There's rain again today, lots of snow up north. So what's causing this and how long will it be until it feels like Phoenix again? We're posing that question now to meteorologist Jarrett Rogers with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for coming on. So let's start with that basic question. Like last January, right, we saw these 80-degree record-setting highs, and now it feels very cold. That's all I know. Is this normal?
Yeah, it's been pretty cold recently here in February, especially for the Phoenix area. So far, we're about the 22nd coldest February on record, just looking at the high temperatures. But what's unusual is that we're looking like we're going to be well below normal, at least for the next week. So that's certainly going to climb before the end of the month.
Okay. And what about all this rain and moisture, all the snow we've seen up north? Is this El Nino?
We are in a weak El Nino right now. It's hard to say how much of an influence that's having on our pattern right now, but certainly has been wetter for the Phoenix area and also a lot of snow more recently up in the high country. And we're expecting quite a bit more later this week.
Jared, let's pull back the curtain at the NWS a little bit. When you folks over there see this kind of weather, whether it's 14 inches in Flagstaff or just some rain around the valley, does everyone there get a little bit more excited because it's not just 75 and sunny?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a meteorologist, you want active weather. It gives you, you know, something to look forward to when you come to work. So, yeah, it's been a little more exciting than normal this past week or two.
You have something to say, right? Okay. Give us a sense of how this affects things overall. Like if we get, like you said, a weak El Nino year, a little more moisture than normal, does this help our reservoirs, our drought levels at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely does. This time of year, we really look at the snowpack and to see how much snow we're getting up in the high country. That really is what's going to help our reservoirs a lot. But even rain helps as well. So right now, today, we're getting some snow up in the high country, which is helping. Flagstaff has had over a foot in the past couple days. And this next storm system looks even stronger, and that's what we're really banking on to increase and improve those snow levels, or I'm sorry, the snow totals up in the high country.
So stronger means we're going to get another sort of winter storm sort of thing. So more rain, more snow, that kind of thing.
Yeah, more rain, more snow. It's going to be a cold storm system. It should last a couple days. So yeah, it's basically what we look for in the winter when we want a lot of rain and snow out of these storm systems.
Okay, so I know you said it's more fun for you guys at the National Weather Service there when there's some fun, new, interesting, not 75 and sunny degree weather. But when are we going to see 75 and sunny again? When can we expect those tourists who are coming in this winter to be more satisfied?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I wish I had the exact answer. You know, internally we kind of joke that, like, this can't last forever. You know, it's pretty unusual to go this long below normal, but I would suspect, you know, in the next couple weeks, this pattern has to eventually come to an end. As we get into March, it becomes more unusual, so hopefully we'll start to see those warmer temperatures make a return.
So, Jared, I've lived here most of my life, and I've been hearing some people the last few weeks say, is this in any way going to make the summer any cooler or the summer any hotter? We can't. It doesn't, does it? I mean, these are different patterns.
Yeah, that's pretty unlikely. I wish that was the case, but unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen.
Me too. That is good wishful thinking, Steve. All right. Yeah. That is meteorologist Jarrett Rogers with the National Weather Service. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.